Holy One, for who thou art in all thy glorious majesty and in thy awesome power. We do pray that thou would remember us then here together as we confess before thee that we have come to realize that we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies. And yet here we are once again gathered together on mercy's ground. We thank thee, Lord, that thou art not dealing with us according to our sin. We thank thee that while we are sadly still because of our nature sinning against light, that thou art still merciful toward us and that thou art still not casting us away. And we acknowledge, most holy God, that even in holy things that we sin against thee. We have sought this day itself to draw near to thee, to be obedient to thy holy word. But which of us here can say that we worship thee perfectly today, even in remembering our blessed Saviour's death till he come? Forgive us, we pray thee then. Forgive us for all our foolish thoughts. Forgive us for all our unguarded words. Forgive us, O Lord, for not seeing as we ought to see. We pray then that thou would continue to look upon us in Christ Jesus. We have hope nowhere else. Thy people are those who are thankful today that they were able to partake of the Lord's table. And again, we commit to thee those who may be here, O Lord, for the first time, and those who have not been in the congregation here partaking as others have been. We thank thee for those who for many years have sought to witness for thee in this place. And those here, O Lord, who will remember other days as well, days when some now who have gone to a higher table, those who have left this scene of time, loved ones, and those who were close acquaintances. But we know, Lord God, that where they are now, that they would not desire to return here. And we pray that we ourselves, each of us, whatever stage of life we are at, that we would be preparing ourselves to be found truly when we are called, ready to leave this scene of time. For to be with Christ surely is far better. But nevertheless, for this time thou hast ordained that we should be left in this world. May we use the time well, but ever seeking to prepare for the great eternity. We would ask, most holy one, that thou would accept in our thanks for all that thou art doing for us, that thou hast done, and what thou hast prepared for us. What a glorious hope thy people have, that Christ has gone before, that he has done so to prepare a place for his own, and that nothing shall separate them from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We pray now that thou would continue with us in our time together, that thou would hear the spoken and the silent prayers of thy people, and as they ascend to heaven, that they would be presented faultless by the man at thy right hand, our holy intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son. We pray then that we would seek to remember ourselves and seek to remember others. All of us, O Lord, here will know those of our family, those of our friends and relationships who are strangers to thy grace. We pray that thou would come into their lives and that thou would turn them to thyself. We grieve, O Lord, so often as we see even some of our own flesh and blood who are so careless and indifferent and who have no true desire for the things of God. Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. Bless this congregation, we pray thee. We thank thee for them, for their witness in this great city. We pray that thou would undertake for them at this time. And as they particularly seek to know the mind of the Lord regarding a pastor over them, O blessed Lord, that thou would guide and direct, and that it would be indeed a man of thy choosing, and that they would seek to know that for themselves, that they are doing the Lord's will in such solemn and holy matters. Again, we remember before thee the tragedy in this city in these last few hours. We pray for those who have been particularly affected, and pray, Lord God, that thou would remember those who have lost loved ones, and even as we hear of little children, O blessed Lord, we pray that thou would bring good out of this sad situation, and that the evil one who seeks to devour and who seeks to cause havoc and mayhem, that he would be kept at bay, and that men and women, boys and girls, would be seeking the face of God in repentance and seeking mercy, and also to be thankful that some were spared. We pray that thou would bless us now together, keep our minds focused upon thyself, and as we come to Thanksgiving service this evening, thanking thee not only for the day, thanking thee for every day that thou hast not dealt with us in our sin. Hear our petitions, bless us in the reading of thy word, in the singing of thy praise, and the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. We'll now sing from Psalm 85, Psalm number 85, and at verse 6. Psalm 85 and at verse 6, that in thee may thy people joy, wilt thou not us revive? Show us thy mercy, Lord, to us to thy salvation give. I'll hear what God the Lord will speak. To his folk he'll speak peace and to his saints, but let them not return to foolishness. Psalm 85, from the 6th verse to the end of the psalm, that in thee may thy people joy.
That if
going to read from the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, and Psalm number 33. Reading God's word from the beginning of Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heath into naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall it deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired word. We'll now sing again, this time in Psalm 34, in metrical Psalm 34. And taking up the singing at verse 17, metrical Psalm 34 at verse 17. The righteous cry unto the Lord, he unto them gives ear. And they out of their troubles all by him delivered are. The Lord is ever nigh to them that be of broken spirit. To them he safety doth afford that are in heart contrite. The troubles that afflict the just in number many be, but yet at length out of them all the Lord doth set him free. Metrical Psalm 34 from verse 17, the righteous cry unto the Lord.